Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Cott. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Jane Mecklenburg. Thanks so much for your support, Jane. We do appreciate it. As you know, Greg and I have our heads full of music 24/7. There's so much in there, you never know what's going to bubble up on any given day. When we have a song that we can't live without, we add it to the Desert Island Jukebox. Now probably a couple thousand songs full. Greg, what have you got today? Give us a little hint.
Well, Jim, this selection this week was inspired by a movie I happened to watch as I was on a transatlantic flight for the first time in about 3 years. You're on an eight-hour flight. You're killing some time.
Yeah.
I saw that movie, The Many Saints of Newark.
Oh, yeah.
The prequel to The Sopranos episodes.
Jersey. My stomping ground.
So I will leave it there, but that viewing experience inspired this choice.
Well, now I'm really eager to hear what you've got. We'll hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
All good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. We're back, and Greg, I am so excited to hear what song you're going to play from the Many Saints of Newark. Love those Jersey mobster films. And we had Susan Jacob on, Sound Opinions, who was the music supervisor for that movie and many, many other
that
projects.
That is true. Well, the music supervision for the Many Saints of Newark was excellent, and as was the music supervision for the Sopranos.
Yeah, well, David Chase is a music guy.
He is. He gets it, and he ties in music wonderfully. Whatever he's working on, whatever project he's involved with. And this brings me to one R.L. Burnside.
Ah, yeah.
The Hill Country, Mississippi blues musician. He died at the age of 78 in 2005. But what I was happy to see is that Burnside got his props while he was still alive. He got his roses before
Late career renaissance.
been playing for decades in obscurity, finally got some records out in the 90s, thanks to Fat Possum Records. Mm-hmm. The Hill Country stuff was very different from the Delta Blues stuff. Blues stuff was the stuff that became super commercial and popular, you know, ended up influencing the Chicago blues sound, was at the roots of rock and roll. You know, let's face it, the Stones, the Stones wouldn't exist without the Delta Blues. Over in the Hill Country, they were creating their own variation.
I think the moonshine in the hills had like psychedelic properties, because there is a psychedelic edge to RL.
There absolutely is. And, you know, for one thing, they just dispense with the chord changes. Now, the chord changes, that's for the Delta guys.
We're just going to do this thing
for, you know, these 30, 40-minute hypnotic grooves. One thing about it, it felt very primitive and ancient in some ways, but also very futuristic in others.
Yeah.
Like an incredibly encompassing, like almost any style of music could be incorporated into that sound sound new.
Timeless idea of the tribal trance groove to achieve transcendence.
Right. It's an incredible sound, and thank God it got some props in the 90s. You know, artists like Junior Kimbrough and T Model Ford and Jesse May Hempel, all characters, you know, smart, different people. They wanted to do their own thing, and they didn't really care about commerciality or anything like that.
Did you ever talk to RL?
Oh, yeah.
What a ride that was, man.
Man, Junior, all of them, they were all characters. They had great stories. And you know, they make like hip-hop artists look tame by comparison, because the lives they led, what kind of hardships they went through, the outside the law kind
troubles
of areas
the
that they were you know, involved with, were influenced them. And desire, death, sex, whiskey, guns, they're all part of the you know, the culture. And
that was pretty much your vacation.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I wish I could say it was that exciting. I mean, I had a great time. Let me tell you. So anyway, the Fat Possum thing brought wider exposure. So artists like John Spencer and Beck and the North Mississippi All-Stars and the Beastie Boys are embracing these guys and taking them out on tours and stuff. And in 1998, controversial move, R.L. Burnside's music was remixed by Tom Rothrock, who was the founder of a label that Beck was on in the early 90s. So he was kind of a cool guy. He understood the music. He appreciated it. The album was called Come On In. And the track that I want to play is It's Bad, You Know. And it became a centerpiece of some of the Sopranos, you know, episodes. It was one of those tracks that once you hear it, you go, wow, that's just cool.
Oh, it was inescapable in clubs for a good year.
Well, it became one of the best-selling records of that time, blues-selling records. And RL at first was kind of like, I'm skeptical about it. And then as he heard it and saw the response it was getting, he goes, this is the kind of music we were making in those juke joints. We wanted people to dance. This is getting people up and dancing, people who had never heard my music before. So he got some nice dough as a result of this record selling a zillion copies compared to most blues records.
Yep.
And then the exposure from the Sopranos was just the, you know, the icing on top of that very nice cake. So I want to play a little bit of It's Bad, You Know, the remix by R.L. Burnside. R.L. is still at the center of it. That hypnotic groove is still at the center of it, and the beats underneath it definitely translated it to a new audience. So I think it's a wonderful thing. R.L. Burnside, It's Bad, You Know, on Sound Opinions. That is R.L. Burnside. It's bad, you know, Jim.
Well, it's bad, you know. You got to say it like he does.
Exactly. I love that song.
To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon, and you'll be among the first to hear these bonus podcasts. You can also connect with other listeners in our Facebook group. Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo. Our social media consultant is Katie Kott. Boy, does Katie do a good job. I read these social media and I'm like, wow, I got to listen to that show. Oh, I made it. Thanks for listening.